Hello and welcome back to Impacting Your World. I'm Apostle Debbie Briggs. Let us get started this morning with our Colossians prayers, Colossians 1, 9 through 14, as we pray over ourselves. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning to thank you, to give you praise. We give you all glory and honor. We thank you for who you are, for what you have done. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. We lift up your holy name, for you are worthy to be praised. We say thank you, Father God, that you've allowed us to be here this day. We thank you for the privilege of sitting at your feet this morning and presenting our prayers. We say thank you, Father God, for your mercies and your loving kindness towards us. Your mercies are new every day. We thank you that you daily load us with benefits and keep your eyes over us. Lord, we are grateful for all that you have done for us and for the fact that you have watched over us throughout this entire year, all the way through this day. We do not take it for granted. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Jesus, we are grateful for what you did on the cross for us. We thank you that you washed away our sins by your precious blood. You took away our sicknesses and infirmities. And by your stripes, we are the healed and not the sick. And we thank you for that precious blood. And this morning, we cover ourselves with that blood. We cover our families and everything and everyone whom you blessed us with in this life with that precious blood. We plead the blood on this program this morning. We plead the blood on our lives. We say thank you for this precious blood that speaks of better things for us than the blood of Abel. We are grateful for this precious blood that delivers and sets us free. It heals us, and we say thank you. Oh, Jesus, who is our teacher, our friend, and our guide. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives. We welcome you onto this program. Welcome you into our homes. We say have your way in us this morning. Teach us to pray, Holy Spirit, as we pray over ourselves as Colossians. Prayers, Colossians 1. 9 through 14, but from the day I heard of it, I have not ceased to pray and make a special request, asking that I may be filled with a full, deep, and clear knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of you, Lord God, and an understanding and discernment of spiritual things. I pray that I may walk and live and conduct myself in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you, Lord God, with fuller, deeper, clear inside acquaintance and recognition. I pray that I may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, and forbearance with joy. I give thanks to you, Father, because you're qualified and made me fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people, in the light. And I thank you, Father, that you've delivered and drawn me to yourself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and you've transferred me to the kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom I have my redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of my sins. I pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. We're also going to go to Psalm 5 and verse 3. And Psalm 5, verse 3 in the Passion Translation says, at each and every sunrise, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice of prayer to you. Every morning, I lay out the pieces of my life on the altar and wait for your fire to fall upon my heart. And so we are going to pray that over ourselves this morning. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I pray that at each and every sunrise, you will hear my voice as I prepare my sacrifice of prayer to you. Lord, every morning I lay out the pieces of my life on the altar, and I wait for your fire to fall upon my heart. I thank you, Father, for what you're about to do for me in this day. I thank you for hearing my prayers this morning. I thank you, Father, for your favor and your blessing upon the prayers, and I give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Holy Spirit, I thank you. And it is in Jesus' name with thanksgiving I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And so this week we've been looking at the different types of prayers in the book of Psalms and what we can pray. But this morning, before I give the share these prayer points, I wanted to just share with you briefly what the Spirit of God has been placing upon my heart this week, more especially in times of meditation. And one of the things was, you know, Jesus has given us an invitation, you know, to abide in him. He says in John 15, he invites us to abide in him so that we can abide in him. He can abide in us. He says, without him, we can do nothing. And that it's a very powerful time verse. Let's actually read this from verse 1 through 8, John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, he trims off, he takes away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it more richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teaching that I've discussed with you. So dwell in me and I will dwell in you. Live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers, and such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. If you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. When you produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. Now, this is so important because we are praying, we've been praying, and not only this time around, but many times, you know, in our personal lives, we are praying. And most times you hear people say, well, I pray and I didn't get the answer to my prayer that I requested, or I prayed and I haven't, you know, nothing has happened yet. Well, that shouldn't be for Christians, especially if we are abiding in Jesus. In fact, he has given us an invitation. And the Spirit of God said to me that the reason why most times we pray, because we're praying on empty. And so he gave me this analogy of a car. If you are driving your car, normally, you know, when the light, the gas engine or the gas light will turn on, and it might say you're on E. When it turns on, it tells you that your gas is running low. You need to fill it up real quickly. And so sometimes we assume that, well, even though it's shown up now, but if you're in the middle of the road driving somewhere, you think, well, I can go around, finish my errands, do whatever I have to do, then I'll stop at a gas station and get gas. We don't immediately, most of us don't immediately stop at the gas when the light turns on. And so a lot of times we're driving that car on E, on empty, because that's what that E stands for. And so Jesus was saying a lot of my people are, you know, running on empty. They pray prayers, but their prayers, you know, are not coming from a place of abundance. Because remember, he says, out of the abundance of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in abundance in your heart? If the word of God is not in abundance in your heart, then you're speaking, but your words are empty. They have nothing to back them up. There's no word power to back up those prayers. And so basically what you're doing is running on empty and you're just speaking. And Jesus said the only way that we can be filled, first of all, is of course by spending time in the word, meditating in the word of God. And as we meditate that word and it gets into our hearts, then it fills us up. And then we can be, you know, when it starts to overflow, we'll see the manifestation of the overflow outside. We'll live in the overflow. We won't be empty. It's like we're driving on a full tank of gas, you know, and sometimes, you know, when you pour the gas in your car, you, even though the gas pump stops, you want to add some more to say, you know what, let me just top it off and until it, you know, sometimes it spills out. Well, we need to be in that place of overflow if we expect to receive answers to our prayers. Now, most of the times we are praying, but our prayers, like I said, because we don't have much word in us, we know how to pray, but we are not praying from a place out of abundance where the word is in abundance in our heart. And so we are running on empty. Our gas tanks, you know, are empty. And we are trying to make it on an empty tank. And that's why, you know, we are open to attacks of the enemy. in areas of our lives, you know, because we don't have that word to, you know, to cover us, to defend us, to back us up. And so it's so important that, you know, we spend time not only just studying the word, but we spend time meditating the word. It's when you meditate upon that word that it becomes, you know, so rooted in you. You become grounded, and it fills you up. It starts filling you up as you feed on it, and you feed on it, because meditating is feeding on that word. So as you feed on that word and you're digesting it, feeding on it, digesting it, and not just running through the word of God quickly like you're reading a novel. No, you want to take time. I was sharing with someone yesterday, I said, sometimes for me, I can be in, you know, two or three chapters for 6 or 8 hours, you know, meditating, studying the word, meditating. You know, I don't rush to read like I'm reading a novel. Sometimes I, even one chapter can take me 4 hours sometimes just to be able to get what it's saying, to digest, to receive all that. Now, Jesus has given us an invitation. He says, abide in me, and then I'll abide in you. Well, what does he mean? Remember, we're told at the beginning of John that he is the word. And so if we are in the word, we are dwelling in the word, you know, then Jesus begins to dwell in us. And he says, without me, you can do nothing. So if we are not, if he's not in abundance in our life, or the word is not in abundance in our lives, then that means whatever we are doing, it's really, you know, useless or futile, because he is not there. He says, without me, vital union with me, you can do nothing. And he says that if we live in him or abide vitally united to him, and my words remain in you. So this is not a thing where you read something and then you forget it. These words, when you study and meditate, it stays in you. The word remains in you. And he says that if my words remain in you and continue to live in your heart. You see, this, the word of God has to be in our heart, and it has to be in abundance in our hearts. He says, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. That asking there is praying. So when the word is in abundance in our hearts, then we ask him, we pray, whatever prayer we are praying. It could be 1 minute, it could be less than a minute. He says, whatever it is, it shall be done. And then we can begin to bear fruit. And when we bear or produce much fruit, then God is honored. Now, the reason why we might not be producing fruit, even though we're doing the motions, we are in church, you know, we are listening to some word, but we are not spending time, enough quality time in the word of God, you know, I've always been of this thought. If you are giving the world 8 hours of your day, or even 10 hours of your day, you surely cannot live off of 1 hour or 2 hours of being in the word and then expect God to bless you. It's impossible. That equation is not balanced, you know, and so you'll find a lot of Christians who go about their days that way find that they have challenges in many areas. There's absolutely no way. Some will say, well, you know, I prayed this morning. You know, I have 30 minutes or half an hour. You know, I do it the first hour. I pray, you know, and I study the word, you know, and then I'm gone. Well, what other time do you pray and study the word? You know, by the time I get home, I'm so tired, I can't even get in the word. I can't do anything else. You know, I've got so much going on. I have to return phone calls. I have to do all that. Then I go to bed. But you're expecting God to actually give you breakthrough, because the world can't give you breakthrough. But you give the world more of your time than you do God. And so that equation is not balanced. And that's why we find that, you know, we are not bearing or producing the fruit that we desire to produce, even though we're speaking the word of God, but we are running on empty. And so we need to cry out to God. You know, one of the prayer points that we've been praying since we started the fast has been, Lord, I want more of you. I'm hungering for you, thirsting after you. Now, the thirst and a hunger for God is like in the natural when we say I'm hungry and I'm thirsting. After, you know, when I'm hungry and I'm thirsty, well, the thing you think about is food and water, you know. Well, in the spiritual, the when we hunger, we're hungering for more of the Word of God. When you're hungering for more of God, then you must be in the Word. This is where our spiritual food is. It means that you want more of the Word. You can't get enough of it. You know, 1 hour isn't enough. It's not cutting it. 2 hours doesn't even cut it. You know, you find that if you're hungering, truly hungering for more of God, you find yourself, you're unable to even sleep. You know, you might sleep and then you wake up and you're wide awake and you just want to be in the Word. You just want to devour that Word. You know, it's like, I have to be in the Word. Yes, you can listen to teachings and yes, you can pray, but you'll find that as you are in the Word, and you're studying the Word of God, meditating on it, prayers are birthed out of that. And you'll be praying powerful prayers because these will be Spirit-led prayers. These are not just anyhow prayers because you want something from God. No, you're praying Spirit-led prayers. And when God sees that, He's honored, He's glorified. And before you even present your own personal needs to Him, He already realizes, He knows what it is. He's already answered you because He's pleased with you wanting more and more of Him. You're thirsting for more of Him. You know, the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman at the well who met Jesus, Jesus told her and said, you've been married many times. Well, the reason why Jesus said you've been married many times and the man you're living with is not your husband, He was really talking about sexual soul ties at that point because she had defiled the marriage bed. She was a prostitute and she had defiled the marriage bed. And so she had been with many men, not necessarily going, you know, to a church or a courthouse to get married, but the mere fact that she had, sexual relations with them, that which is only reserved for marriage, and that causes us to be one. She was one with these men, and in the things of God spiritually, she was married to all of them. And then He says, even the one you're living with now is not your husband, yet, but you're living with him. It means that at that point, she had not, had any sexual relations with him, but she was sleeping with him. And so this woman, she returns to the city and tells the people, or to the town, wherever she was, and she tells the people about Jesus. And, you know, she didn't stay home. She came back because she was hungry, hungering for Jesus. You know, for more. And she even said, give me the water, you know, feed me with the water that I give me this living water that you're talking about so that I don't have to come back here to the well to draw water. Not only did she come back, but people around her that she spoke to, just sharing her testimony of how this person told her, this man she had met at the well, told her about herself. It caused the people to desire to want to know who this man was. And so through her testimony, she didn't say much. All she said is, he's told me everything that I've ever done about myself. Everybody, the entire town, they now come back. They want to know who this man is. And so she returns, the people return, they're all desiring Jesus. In fact, when you read the Gospels, you'll find that, you know, Jesus had to hide from people because people were coming for him. You know, they would, you know, follow him wherever he was, to the point where at one point they followed him for 3 days with no natural food until he asked the disciples, what do we have? The people are growing faint and weary. They followed me. They haven't had anything to eat. Wow, they were hungering for more of Jesus. They wanted more of that word that he was sharing. They were thirsting after him, you know, to the point where they even wanted, at one point in one town, they wanted to take Jesus away and make him a king, and he had to run away. When Jesus would go to prayer by himself, they would follow him. When they heard, oh, he's this way, he's in a boat this way, they follow him. He had to take the boat and run away from the people. Why? Because they were hungry and thirsty for him. Now, they didn't have Bibles like you and I do. Jesus is not hiding from us. You know, we're not trying to make him king. But we have the Word of God with us 24/7. You know, your Bible should be your best friend. In this word, constantly meditating, not just reading, but meditating. Meditate. Even if you're reading, you should read for substance, not just reading to read. You know, like you're reading a novel which you toss away at the end of the day. This is life. There's life. Remember, God says, I sent my word and it healed them. That word that God says, the word that's in you in abundance, it'll cause your body to become healed. You know, it'll cause healing in your body. When it starts flowing outwardly, you'll start to see a manifestation in other areas of your life, you know, where you don't even have to pray for certain things because the word is in abundance in you. And so our cry has to be, Lord, I want more and more of you. So three things that we are praying right now. We need to abide in him. And, you know, John, the book of John is really good in that, you know, it teaches. I mean, Jesus was teaching his disciples before he ascended, in fact, before his crucifixion, and he teaches quality things. I mean, the entire Bible is great, you know, but I love after the Last Supper, he taught them quality things that they needed, you know, gave them quality instructions for how they needed to live, you know, in this earth as he was leaving them. Not only did he say, I'm leaving you alone, but the Holy Spirit is there. So if you say, well, I don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit is there. So we're going to pray three prayer points. These are prayers that will bring around turnaround in our life. But remember, don't be on empty. Just because we pray these prayers, don't sit there and expect, well, I pray, let's see if it'll happen. You have to get into the word. The responsibility is on you and I. He says, abide in me, then, you know, I will abide in you. The invitation is, you come first, then I'll come and live in you. And if I live in you and my words live in you, then you can ask anything and it shall be done for you. This is what Jesus said. Amen. So we're going to just follow after me as we pray. We're first going to pray, you know, some prayer points that I actually shared this week with those who are fasting. One of them prayed, Lord, I just desire more and more of you. Then I'll pray others that you know, the Spirit of God has placed upon my heart. Again, these are just like very short prayers. It's not, you know, long. Like one is just, Lord, I'm thirsting for you. I desire you. I want more and more of you. Simple prayer like that. I just want more of you, Lord. I desire you, Lord God. You know, I'm thirsting. I'm hungering after you. Just like in Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. And you can pray that, Lord, I just desire more and more of you. More of you, Lord. You know, I want more of you, Lord. I am thirsting after you. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. I want to, you know, I want you to dwell in me, Lord. So I come to you now. I'm asking you, Father, to, you know, I come to you as accepting your invitation, Lord God, to abide in you, Lord God. From this day forward, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to live in my life. I'm hungry for you, Lord. You are my greatest desire, Lord. I long to know you in all your fullness, Lord. Draw me near to your heart and reveal your glory to me, O Lord. Draw me near, Lord. Draw me near to your heart. I desire you. I'm thirsting for you, O Lord God. I'm hungering for you, Lord God. This is my one aspiration, Lord God. Draw me near to you. You are my greatest desire, Lord. You are my greatest desire, O Lord. I long to know you, Lord. I long to know you in all of your fullness, Lord God. Draw me near to your heart. Reveal your glory to me, O Father. Reveal it to me, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, you Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's quickly go to John 16. John 16, and Jesus is talking to them about, you know, these things I've told you so that you won't be offended and taken unawares or falter or be caused to stumble and fall away. I've told you to keep you from being scandalized and repelled. And he goes on. Let's go to verse 13. You know, it'll do you well to read, you know, these chapters. And John, verse 12, let's start in verse 12. Then we'll get our prayer point from here, from verse 12 and 13. He says, I have still many things to say to you, but you are not able to bear them or to take them upon you or grasp them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth, for he will not speak his own message or in his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears, Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. And so this is how we're going to pray, and you can pray that alongside me. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus, and Jesus, I thank you for placing your Spirit of truth within me and giving me divine access to your throne. Holy Spirit, I give you full control of my life. Reveal the Father's heart to me. Expose to me his will and vision for my life. Expose to me his will and vision for my family. Expose to me his will and vision for my city and my nation. As I pray according to your heart, O Lord God, I know that you will hear and answer my prayers. Oh, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for placing the Spirit of truth within me. Thank you for giving me divine access to your throne. Holy Spirit, I thank you for being my teacher, for teaching me the truth, for leading me into truth. Thank you for opening my eyes to see what I did not see before. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Real quickly, one of the things is where Jesus was praying, you know, in John 17, he was praying for himself, he prayed for his disciples, and he prayed for the church. So real quickly, because of time, let's go to John 17, and we'll pick up here in verse 18. He says, just as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And so for their sake and on their behalf, I sanctify, dedicate, consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, consecrated, made holy in the truth. Neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe and trust and cling to, rely on me through their word and teaching, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. Given them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Verse 23, I in them and you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that you sent me and that you have loved them even as you have loved me. And so in here, we want to go, he says, Father, I desire that they, verse 24, they also whom you've entrusted to me as your gift to me may be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, your love gift to me, and your love, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. So this is what we are going to pray. Lord, I thank you for this prayer that you prayed for us before you left this earth. Lord, teach me to pray prayers that will produce results. Draw me to you in a deeper dimension of intimacy, the greater than anything that I have ever known. Lord, reveal yourself to me. Lord, open my eyes to see and know you in all your power and glory. I give myself wholly to you. Oh, Lord, teach me how to pray prayers that will be pleasing unto you, prayers that will produce results. Draw me to you in a deeper dimension of intimacy and greater than anything I have ever known. Lord, reveal yourself to me. Open my eyes to see and to know you in all your power and all your glory. Lord, I give myself wholly to you. Riabosa kandere bosikaya, rebosendere kese sherebosia, riarabosa kashendere bosia. Lord, I no longer want to be on empty. Lord, fill me, Lord, as I spend time meditating upon your word and feeding upon your word. Fill me, Lord, fill me in abundance so that I may live in the overflow. Ribo sakayande rebo seke sherebo sia. Rebo sandaraya karebo sika de rebosa. Rebo sika shekende rebo sia. Oh Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. And I give you honor. And it is in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray you have been blessed by our prayer week. And I thank God for each and every one of you for joining me. We'll continue with these spirit-led prayers on Monday morning by the grace of God. May the Lord bless you all, and may he meet you at your very point of need. And whatever is wrong in your life, may he make it right. Have a blessed and prosperous day. And by God's grace, we'll